Hi, George.
Yeah, this is George.
Yeah, how's it going, man? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm not sure if you remember me or not. We'd actually spoke quite a while ago. It was right around the time you were looking to purchase some containers of alcohol from overseas, and you ended
Right,
up.
yes, I have some investors now, so I can't take any more loans. I remember. I think we've had a conversation a while ago.
Yeah, it was gosh, I think it was around the end of 2014, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was quite a while ago. But I was just kind of going through some older database and stuff and contacting previous clients and talking to people. But we still have a line available for you if you're interested. I understand that you do have investors, but our loans are unsecured, so they won't it's not the type of loan that would report on your personal credit or anything like that. It's just a business loan.
I see. Yeah, and as far as business loans, I don't need anything. I might need a loan next year for my house. Because my what do you call it? Home equity line of credit is going to be due.
Okay, is it like a balloon payment?
It's like a 10-year home equity line of credit. I've been paying the interest only. It's only $25,000. So I was thinking of doing the first and second loans, paying off the second, which is a balloon, I guess. It's a HELOC, and just doing it that way. So it will be a total loan of 400 and I don't know, 65,000 total.
Well, we don't. I actually used to do mortgages and refis and whatnot. I don't, but I know a lot of people that do. I still know quite a few people in the industry, so I could definitely refer you to someone. I have no problem doing that. That would be local that you could probably meet in person, and a lot
Have
of people
someone
can
call me
go
in January because it's not going to be due until April of next year. So I have to do it in January.
January. Okay.
Start the process. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have the person in mind that probably work out best for you. And if not, at least it's a shot there for you. But
And make sure they have. It's going to be like a stated income. I could probably verify assets if they give me a couple of months ahead of time. And it's going to be 80%. I don't know if they consider this
80%
cash
loan
out
to
or
value.
not. Yeah, it's going to be by then. It's going to be 80, 75 to 80. But I don't know if they consider this cash out or not because we're paying off a home equity line of credit, but it's been 10 years. I haven't used it since 10 years. You know what I mean? So some
Gotcha.
companies used to consider that cash out. I haven't been in the business since 2000. I was a mortgage broker too. In
Okay,
2007, I
yeah.
left.
That's when I left too. I
So,
actually worked for a broker up in Redmond, Washington. But yeah, I don't recall. It's changed so much between the time you and I were in there. I really don't know the guidelines anymore. I don't think it would be. I mean, I think you're on the same boat as me. I don't think it would be cash out because you're just refining the two. But yeah, who knows? But no, I'll get in
There are
touch with
some
them.
programs that consider that once you take a home equity line of credit, if it was not at the time of purchase, like I took it a year after I purchased it, some of them consider that cash out. So we'll see.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'll get in touch with someone and hopefully they can take care of you. They're, like I said, they're local too, so maybe meet them in
All
person
right.
and whatnot.
Okay.
Also, we have loans for equipment too. If you have any, I don't know if your industry requires any equipment for your business, even shelving, sometimes we can consider that equipment.
Nah, I have a cargo van and a forklift, and that's good enough for me. I don't, it's not a big warehouse operation.
That works for now.
Yeah.
Right on. What kind of alcohol was that? Just out of curiosity, I don't really drink
We
much
do
anymore,
brandy.
but
I mean, my main one is vodka. If you want to come by, I'll give you a bottle. My main one is vodka, but I do brandy. We do absinthe. We do Middle Eastern drink. It's an Arak. We do have a lot of wines.
okay.
We
I
have a
actually lived in
variety.
Mahdi, Egypt for 4 years when I was a child. When I was from 5 years old to 9 years old. Obviously, I wasn't
That's
drinking then.
crazy. So you probably have seen the Arak. I don't know. Arak. I don't know.
Right
It's
on.
like what do you call it? Anise based herb. You know the herb anise? They make it with that, so it smells like licorice.
Licorice, okay. Actually, I
Yeah.
think I've had that before.
Okay.
Because I worked over in the Middle. My father's actually worked over in the Middle East since I was 5 years old. He's been in oil in the oil industry since I was five. So he's been all over. From Tunisia to Madagascar to Kenya, Egypt, Mombasa,
Wow.
Kenya, South Africa. He actually is planning on retiring this year. So,
Wow. That's a lucrative business, the oil business. He must be well, doing well.
I think so. I don't know. I
Okay.
know he works hard. He works a lot. So,
Yeah.
but
Okay. All right. Yeah, so no need for business loans. If you want to have someone call me next year early, that'll be great.
Okay, sounds good. They might contact you now. I mean, I can't really control it, but I will give them your contact information now, and I think his name is going to be Evan, actually. So.
That's fine. All right.
But, well, thanks for your time, and definitely keep me in mind for the future.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.